Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine wanted me to just...
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of N4G Radio. And I have a full house this week. With us today we have Gambus Khan has returned, so everybody can tune in and listen to the Gambus Khan sexual sentiments.
Greetings, programs.
Oh, what's up? And also with us we have the Wombats, the Round Wombos.
Oh yeah.
And also with us we have the Killer Wolverine.
Hi.
And also with us we have the Frustrated Fury.
Hey.
And finally, from across the way over the pond where they skip the rocks, there's a Mr. John Whitehouse.
Hello.
Now before we get started and we spoil anything, Gambus, did you get your package?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure before anybody said anything. I forgot to ask before the show. But in speaking with that, what'd you fondle this week, Biatch?
Let's see. This past week, I played some PlayStation Network games.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to be exciting here, man.
You best try harder.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to ump the ante of the excitement.
You're trying to ump the ante?
Ump it?
Ump the ante.
Or one up the ante.
Whose aunt are you trying to hump?
Your leg.
I don't know anymore, man. Okay.
Are you high?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. That's bad.
Looks bad. Okay.
That's good. Played some PSN games. Played some Shatter, which is awesome. It's like Arkanoid.
Shatter.
Yeah, it's like Arkanoid and it's real trippy.
Trippy.
I like it. And also played in anticipation for the upcoming Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I started playing some Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
That's old school.
Yeah. That game's over a decade old now. Gotta love it. Hey, John.
Yeah?
Hey, John.
Yeah, which system are you going to be
yeah.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3 on?
Well, it depends on whether I pick up a Street Fighter pad. If I pick a Street Fighter pad up for the Xbox, that's what I'll get on.
He'll get it on the Xbox.
Okay.
Because that's where it's at.
See, I have my reserve on the PS3 version right now.
You guys did that last time for Street Fighter.
Yeah, we saw how well that turned out.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Bitches.
I might have to change my reserve.
See, I have the Jedi mind power.
Well, the only reason why I'd pick it up on the Xbox is if that controller is any good, which Drew recommends. So when I pick that up, if it does work well with Street Fighter, then it should work well with Marvel, and I'll get it on the Xbox.
Marvel,
well, I mean,
baby.
They do make those pads for the PS3 as well.
Yeah, but all of my friends are on.
Yeah,
Xbox.
I mean, that's
so
what
I'd rather get multi-platform games on the Xbox if possible, because all you guys are on there and more people play the Xbox than the PS3.
Yep.
True that.
True that, homie.
I might have to change my reserve now. Okay, the other games that I've played have been iPhone games. Yes. Can't you just sense the excitement?
I can barely contain myself.
Yes. One game that I played was the, someone trying to call in?
What?
I hear Skype calling.
Well, just ignore it.
Okay, okay. okay. I purchased a game that, upon John's recommendation, a few episodes ago, a little game called Game Dev Story.
Oh, that's okay then, yes, yeah.
Yeah, probably one of the, if not the best iPhone game, like, ever. It's a simulator game where you control your own video game company. And you get to, it's basically like a business, from a business standpoint, it's a micromanagement game, but it's so cool because it's like you can choose what kind of genre to make your game, you choose the advertising, you can choose to show it off at like trade shows or whatnot, and every time you do this, it depletes your money, your funds. You also have to put programmers and designers on specific tasks. And when the game's completed, you know, you get some money back so that you can try to create your next game. And it's got a real quirky, it's developed by a Japanese company, so it's got this role-playing game mentality going on.
When you start to create a level, does it go?
Nah, it's a lot more low key than that.
Damn, because I'd play it, dude. I'd play that. Level one.
Yeah, it's Game Dev Story is awesome. It's highly, highly recommended. Another game that I downloaded, the Tron game for free.
Boy, you Hello? Wasted your money.
Oh, yeah, for free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I downloaded the Tron game. It's not that, it's okay.
It's alright.
It's alright. It's got two modes, light cycles and tanks. And I think the tank is a little bit better to control because it's a slower paced game, whereas the light cycles is a fast paced game. And you have to make horizontal and vertical swipes on the screen. And every once in a while, you know, I guess user error might end up hitting the wrong thing and end up getting derezzed by the computer.
Oh, that was a fancy word. Derezzed. You're so cool.
Derezzed. I'm so such a nerd.
Yeah, because Tron's so cool.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
Speaking of which, what do you think of the movie, John?
Second best film of the year.
What's not that?
To me, it was like...
John, did you only see two movies this year?
I've seen a lot of movies this year. So don't you bloody start. In my opinion, it was an all-out tour de force of sensual excellence. Where,
nice.
where all of your senses are basically made to explode.
Did your penis explode?
That explodes on a regular basis, my friend.
You might want to have a doctor look at that.
I gather you didn't go to, you don't see it in such a high regard, Gambus.
It was probably my third favorite movie of the year, which is vastly less than what I was expecting it to be or hoping that it was going to be. Obviously, Inception will probably be my favorite movie of the year, followed up by, surprisingly enough, or not surprisingly, depending on who you are, Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Would probably be my second favorite movie, and then Tron would probably be my third favorite, which in itself is a disappointment, because...
How could you be disappointed with it? I can't understand it. Did you see it in IMAX?
Yes, I saw it in IMAX 3D. Yeah.
I think that what they've done with the going from 2D to 3D and making the 3D uh-huh. extremely subtle, so that whereas most of the films that have 3D are trying to pull little tricks make the 3D stand out, I thought the way Tron did it was extremely subtle, that immersed you in the film that much more. And then the soundtrack was the best sci-fi soundtrack since Blade Runner. The acting was really good. The digital Jeff Bridges in most cases was pretty good, a few ropey places unfortunately, but yes, the story is a little light, but to be fair, the original Tron story is a little light. It was just very cutting edge at the time.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought the action sequences were absolutely mind-blowing.
I totally agree. I have to say that the movie, the first hour of the movie, I absolutely loved it. Yeah, I felt that it was, like, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, my movie of the year during the first hour that I was watching it. However, it seemed like after, you know, father and son, you know, that when they met each other, it seemed like the second half of the movie kind of just seemed like it didn't know where to go after that. It's like, oh, we got to do this and that. I'll tell you there's probably one of my main complaints of the movie is about almost half of the movie is exposition about things that happened in between the first and the second movie.
Really? I thought, to be fair, if you hadn't seen Tron, the original film, they didn't do enough exposition. They only had about three cutscenes that were flashbacks, and I mean, I think, in all honesty, to be fair to the Tron Evolution game, that does do a very good job of filling in some of those gaps and telling the story. But obviously, not everyone who's going to see the film has played the game or seen the original, so I felt that there maybe wasn't even enough exposition in it.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I mean, that's kind of a problem when you have to rely on so much exposition. It kind of just stalls the, you know, what's currently happened in the movie. There was a couple parts where it seemed like the characters, you know, the characters themselves almost just didn't know what to say. Not really because of anything dramatic, but it was almost like the story itself just seemed like it was, you know, kind of losing its way, and the ending just felt kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, granted, but that's not the ending, though, is it?
No.
There's another two to go, so.
As a matter of fact, I was thinking about a few hours ago, I was like, maybe I should actually write a story about what I think should happen after this, because I did find some of the story interesting. I love the Tron universe and all that, and I'm a huge fan of the first movie. For some reason, it just wasn't. I mean, I'll say this: some of the best special effects ever, some of the coolest fighting scenes ever, sound wise, special effect wise, the movie was. I completely agree. A tour de force in special effects and in action scenes, but in terms of actual story, I really enjoyed the first half of the movie, and it just seemed like the second half of the movie just kind of dropped the ball for me. But I'll probably end up seeing it again.
Yeah, each of their own, isn't it?
Yeah, I liked it. I really did. I really liked it. I thought it was good. It wasn't that instant classic that I was hoping that it was going to be.
So what else you playing?
What else am I
Thank
playing?
Thank you.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
I just did.
I had to get that off my shoulder.
You kind of have two Tron fans on the show, so that was bound to kind of happen.
I can mute two Tron fans on the show.
You do what you like in editing, my friend.
Okay. One more game I'm going to talk about. It's an iPhone game, and it probably has the coolest music ever. It's a game called Robot Unicorn Attack Heavy Metal Edition.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
that's fucking awesome.
And in this game, I actually heard about it on the All Gen Gamer podcast with Johnny Millennium. He actually mentioned this game.
That guy's name gets mentioned on our show more than it does on his own show.
God, take it away from the mouth tat, son.
Dude, I've already taken it away from the mouth tat.
Well, apparently it likes your mouth. Just tell it no and back up.
Move down a little more. How's that?
That's a little too much.
This game has a simple premise. You're basically a robotic unicorn, and you're running. And you press the left side of the screen to jump. You press the right side of the screen to do a dash. And you it's basically a platformer. You can't really stop running, so you have to keep running. So you have to keep.
Dude,
you know,
if I was a robotic unicorn, I wouldn't want to stop running either.
Yeah. Can you hear that?
I can.
I thought I was in some kind of weird trancy video.
Motherfucking
you're in Tron.
Play unicorn heavy metal music on the show, and I need to move the microphone further away from my mouth.
Is it too loud?
I thought we were having a glitch in the system.
See, this is.
Dude, that sounds like anime porn music.
Yeah, it probably is. He hit the wrong button.
It sounds like those metal bands that have like an opera singer singing.
Tentacles.
I don't know. It's
a
fun
Miley Cyrus song.
Yeah. But it's highly recommended. It's worth the dollar. But that concludes this week's fondling.
So what's on your agenda for Christmas? Christmas fondling this week?
That's a very good question. I'll probably have to when I was playing Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I completely sucked. So probably playing more of that.
You know why you suck? Because you spend too much time playing Robot Unicorn.
Ain't that the truth?
Story of my life. But yeah, I don't know what I'll end up playing.
You got a fucked up life.
I do, man.
That's the story of it.
Well, hey, man, I'm you know, moving into a house, getting married soon. You know, it's
I didn't know you were getting married soon. I still don't have an invitation.
Well, you should be getting one pretty soon.
I hope I get it before the wedding.
Yeah, you might.
Speaking of which, did you get my address that I sent you?
Yeah. Right.
What was that address again, so we can put it on the show?
555 your mom's house every night.
That's where I thought it was. All right, so
I love it. I love being back.
We missed you.
Well, thank you.
So now I'll move on to Drew.
All right, awesome. Well, I didn't play any unicorn games.
Well, then we're skipping you.
Aw, damn it. Wait a minute, Red Dead Redemption does have a unicorn in it, so there you go.
There you go.
Sweet. Actually, let's see here. I played a lot of Super Street Fighter 4. For some reason, the past 3-4 days, I just like wanted to jump back into it. I suck now because I took 2 weeks off, and you can't take 2 weeks off in Street Fighter. But I'm slowly getting myself back up to where I was. Still using El Fuerte, still using Cody, and I don't touch anybody else, and I really need to like learn somebody else. But yeah, play a lot of it. Got angry and turned it off because my controller's not doing what I tell it to do. So, or the game's just broken. Yeah, it's the game. It's the game's broken.
The game's always broken.
Yeah, that's what it is. But I played more Dragon Age. I finished up the Elve section, and I went to Denerim, I think is what it's called, the human little castle, big area place. Yeah. And I can't go anywhere. I mean, I've done a few like little missions where he says, "Oh, steal some stuff from this person," or "Go beat up some street thugs." And I've done all that, but then, like, apparently I'm supposed to go find this urn that that has the ashes of some dead guy that can like heal somebody.
Right.
And I guess I need to go do that now.
Yeah.
So, I think that's what I'm probably going to end up doing. Yeah, the problem is,
it's a really fun mission, by the way.
See, the problem is, I started playing, it was actually this morning. I wake up really early, so I just jumped in there and started playing it, and played a good hour and a half, then the game froze on me.
Oh.
And so I was like, yeah, I'm done with Dragon Age for a while, because that kind of thoroughly pissed me off. It was like when I entered Denerim, and I did all those little missions in there, and then I was leaving Denerim, and the game froze on me, so I have to do all of those freaking missions all over again.
Save and save often.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just freaking stupid. It's like, I can't figure it out. Like, because it takes forever in that game to do anything. To load, to save, to, you know, whatever. Go through a door. It's just, it takes forever in that game. The game's still, I mean, it's glitchy, dude. Like, for real. Like, I walk around, and then, like, all of a sudden, somebody would just pop up. Like, I was supposed to see, like, a cutscene, and I didn't see it or something like that. But maybe it's just because it's on the PS3. I don't know. But,
the power of the Blu-ray.
Yeah, that must be what it is.
It's but, the power of Tay-Sell that's causing the issues.
Tay-Sell.
But, I'm excited to play Dragon Age 2. I don't know when that's supposed to come out. Sometime next year. Is it early next year?
March, I think. Something like that.
March? Okay. I'm still excited to play, and I really do want to finish this game, but it's just, it's an epic game. I've already put 33 hours into it. So,
nice.
And I haven't even done any, I've done like 4 DLC missions, and I've still got like a crap ton left, and then I got Awakenings to do. So, but yeah, a lot of Dragon Age. I actually got really into this whole Steam thing. Steam's having this thing for the past week. Every 2 days, they give you these objectives. It's called the Steam Treasure Hunt. And they give you these small objectives to accomplish. And if you accomplish 10 of them in that week, you get entered into a drawing for 100 free games of your choice. So I've been doing those accomplishments. I got all of them that I need so I can be entered into it. But, they would say, well, get like so and so points in Chime, and I don't have Chime, but they said, well, you know what, we're giving it to you for like $2, so just go ahead and buy it. So I bought a bunch of games on Steam, and I played Chime, and I'm in love with that game. I love little puzzle games like that. Lumines is my bread and butter when it comes to puzzle games, and Chime is now my new favorite. It has a lot of really cool music in it. The only problem is it has, and I'm going to get so much flack for this, it has Still Alive in it. And as everybody knows, Still Alive is, you know, because it's on Steam and it's a Valve product, and they have to have Still Alive and a little Portal thing. And I can't stand that song. I can't stand Portal. And there's a reason why I can't stand Portal. Portal is not a bad game. It was a very enjoyable game, but it was every freaking person on the planet couldn't stop talking about it. And I punched the person in the face because he said the cake is a lie. Okay, I didn't really do that, but I wanted to because everybody said it. And the only reason why people went crazy over that game was because the song at the fucking end of the game. And I was like, okay, I mean, I hate this game now because of you guys. So, I don't like Portal, and Portal 2 can kiss my ass. I'm not playing it.
Well, then, that's your loss.
Yeah, it is my loss.
Bitch.
So yeah, whatever. But Chimes... And, God, I just love pissing off people. I think that's what, like, I go on public forums and just tell everybody, you know what, you all suck. The
Kratos is stupid. You and Killer Wolverine should hang out. You got anger and management issues.
Yeah. With our powers combined, we are Captain Planet. But, anyway.
Which one of you is Heart?
Oh, we don't have Heart. Yeah. We just have fire.
We've got anger and aggression.
Fire and earth.
Captain, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But another game I bought on Steam is actually a really, really cool game. It's called Beat Hazard. If any of you guys have ever played Audio Surf, it's like it's kind of like that, where it uses your own music files to make the game.
It's on XBLA.
Beat Hazard is now on XBLA?
It's been on there forever.
Oh, okay. But I didn't know that. I mean, I knew it came on Steam, and I was like, yeah, it looks kind of cool. But yeah, that game's pretty awesome. Like, I use a controller, obviously, and you know, I'm not a big PC gamer guy, but I use a controller, and that game's just so addicting. And like, I use like really cool, like I played a little bit of Metallica, and it was like fast paced. And I played some Justice because I'm a big fan of their music, and it has a bunch of beats and stuff like that. And it changes up, like it changes the boss fights, it changes the way your weapons fire. It's really cool. The only problem is you can have a freaking epileptic seizure playing this game because it will, like, it's just, there's just colors everywhere and they're really bright and everything shines in the game. But I really do enjoy that, and gives you a crap ton of achievements on Steam. So I've been playing a crap ton of it. Let's see here. Played a lot more Birth by Sleep, PSP. I'm almost finished with the first campaign. I'm really close. I just finished Neverland.
Oh, Peter Pan.
Yes, Peter Pan. I formed a D-Link with him, so now I can
That sounds sexual.
I formed D-Links with everybody.
Wow, you're a whore.
I am a whore.
That kind of guy, Drew.
Yeah. Cinderella.
These days, your rampant D-Linking is going to catch up to you.
Ménage à trois with Peter Pan and Cinderella.
Yeah. But, And a couple Final Fantasy characters. But no,
careful of the spiky actually, hair.
Yeah. I got to deal with Zach. But anyway, it's actually a really good game. Like, it's, you know, it's simple to the fact because it's on the PSP. But as far as, like, you can make your own attacks, it's really cool because you can take two attacks and combine them together, and it makes a whole new attack, and... Like there's one really awesome one where you have, it's called Magnet, where you can draw people, like you throw an orb out in the middle of the area and it just sucks everybody into that area. But what you can do is you can do like a sword attack. You can combine a sword attack with Magnet and you make like a spiral magnet. So you, like the magnet just stays right in that area and you throw your sword in there and your sword just like attacks everybody. And it's really, really cool the way it does that. I mean, because, you know, you have to make up for the, you know, I mean, you can't really get too involved as far as gameplay goes on the PSP. But it's just, like, they try to make up for it with, like, you know, combining stuff. And it's a huge story. And I really do enjoy it. And I think I'm going to do, like, a whole Kingdom Hearts marathon thing. I really want to do that. I got Kingdom Hearts 2 the other day. We got a... Just a little tip for you guys, GameStop is having a liquidation sale on all PS2 games. So, you buy two, you get one free. And everything is, like, discounted. So, I went in there and got me a couple of PS2 games. And one of those was Kingdom Hearts 2, so I'll be playing that pretty soon. I want to say, that's it. Yeah.
What's your Christmas fondling?
My Christmas fondling is going to be a lot more Birth by Sleep, because I'm going to be at work. on Christmas, so I'm going to bring my PSP with me. I guess I'm going to play some more Dragon Age. That's just so disheartening whenever the game freezes on you like that. But I'll play some more Dragon Age, obviously. For some reason, I got a hankering to play, because I haven't really jumped into it, the Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. My roommate's been playing most of it, and I've only played a few rounds and stuff like that, but I think I'm actually going to try and jump into it this week sometime.
Alrighty. So now I will move on to the Killer Wolverine.
Alright. I played the X-Men arcade game.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, for a 25-30 minute game, 10 points is reasonable. Or 10 points. $10.
If it was 10 points, I'd find it reasonable.
$10 is quite reasonable. There's nothing changed, except for you don't have to keep pumping in quarters.
So. Yeah, but that $10 is how much it probably cost you to beat it in arcade anyway.
Yeah, true. So, I mean, if you played it in the arcade, if you played it on the XBLA or PSN, I kind of want to do the six-player co-op, but I don't know six people who bought the game.
Do you like, with six people, does it take, like, 5 minutes to beat the game?
That's what I'm trying to get, is the achievement, to beat it under 25 minutes. So, and then the other game I played was Marvel-related as well, because I finally, under Zero's raving review about the Pinball FX Marvel tables, I broke down and bought that. And they're fun. I like the little animations, the little fights that they do, and it feels like you're actually behind the pinball machine, or in front, rather. So, I actually did enjoy it.
Did you become a pinball wizard?
No, not yet. I'm working it.
How about a jukebox hero?
There you go.
I've always been a jukebox hero. So.
Ever since he was a wee lad.
Wee lad, yes. So, but no, I've beaten a couple people's scores on the Marvel tables, but.
He feels the need to share that.
I found another game I do suck at, though, a type of genre. I suck at the pinball games. I see people with 18 million, and I'm like, I can't get past 8 million. Like, fuck. Another game I suck at. So, but I enjoy it. I want to get more tables, because just playing the same four kind of got repetitive, but... Excuse me.
Pinball so, Wizard.
But it's fun. I liked it, all of them. I think my favorite was... Blade out of the four.
Damn, you ruined my chance to sing Spider-Man.
Okay, my favorite was Spider-Man.
Spider-Man does what he can in the can.
Yeah,
awesome.
I'm glad I changed my opinion. Thank you for that. other than that, that's it. Marvel week.
Apparently it's Marvel week.
And not very
Marvel
much,
baby.
So.
Marvel baby. Where your curly mustache at?
At your mom's house.
So what's your Christmas fondling?
Who knows? I don't care.
Welcome to I Don't Give a Shit. This is
well,
where you
Grinch.
Get...
This is not my time of the year. I hate it.
This is where. This is why you got that review last week. That you're the best on the show. And you just don't care.
Because I hate Christmas.
Whatever, dude.
Which, by the way, has been subsequently retracted. Has everybody seen that?
No.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
What?
I'll let you mention it later, then.
Yeah, I'll read it again.
Son of a bitch. Somebody changed their opinion.
Sweet.
Anyway, so now I'm going to move on to John. And, John, you are forbidden to talk about Tron.
Well, I already have, so there
okay,
you go.
There you go.
So he already wins.
Well, I actually haven't played that much, to be fair. I've played Pixel Junk Monsters Deluxe on the PSP, which is essentially the Pixel Junk Monsters Encore version of the PS3 game, but with an added island and a few added towers and creatures. It's just the same gameplay, so it's still good fun. And on consoles, well, my Xbox and PS3, Xbox I've the only thing I've played is something, unfortunately, I'm not allowed to talk about because it's embargoed until it's released, and that's a world of Kettlings. So I will keep mouth shut about that as well. so I don't get in any trouble. But the review will be up later this week. The other game that I played, which for the PS3, is a game called Quillione. I think that's how it's pronounced.
Is it Quillione?
Quillione. It's got an E in it. It's yeah, okay. I don't know how you pronounce it. But to be fair, you'll probably never need to, because it's the shittest game ever made. So, you can read my review very soon on the site. But to boil it down, it's possibly the worst game I've ever played. And I've played some stinkers. I mean, I played Tron Evolution. Ah, I got it in!
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Look out for the review when that hits, but I certainly wouldn't go buying that before you've read the review. Other than that, I think I dabbled in the Marvel Arcade trial, and I wasn't feeling it, so I didn't bother buying it.
You weren't feeling it?
As Justin said, it's identical to the arcade. I'm not paying that kind of money for a game that will last half an hour. So that's it.
What's going on with your Christmas fondling?
Well, I'm away for 2 weeks, but the Xbox is coming with me. I'm going to be taking Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, and I will be playing some more Keflings. So it's about that, really.
Well, party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
And now we go to the Wombat 2.
Well, in honor of the review last week, I didn't play anything. The only things really, honestly, that I played this week, I had a really ridiculously busy week between work and just a bunch of other stuff going on, so I didn't honestly have time to play anything other than a little bit of Duke Nukem on the iPhone, which was free this week, and some more Assassin's Creed 2. Which, by the way, the flying mission can jump up its own ass and die.
That is a bit tricky.
Yeah. Literally, that's it. That's all I played this week. So next week will hopefully be better, because I don't have as much stuff going on.
Well, rock on. When's your reviews coming?
Today. Yeah, I've got the one. It's funny, because I've got the one almost completely written, and then I just have never had a chance to go back and edit it, like, get it the way I want it, because... like I said, I've had so much crap going on, so I had to write. About 8,600 words for work this week. So everything else has kind of fallen by the wayside.
Not feeling the writing outside of work.
Yeah, I'm trying to finish it up though. It'll be done tonight.
Well, I think that was a record. I think that was a record for your fondling.
It might have been. I don't know, I don't play anything anyway, so...
Well, that's true, you don't play shit. I don't even know why you're on a podcast about video games. What the fuck?
I don't either, to be honest.
For fuck's sake, you're playing Assassin's Creed 2, so last year.
Oh, dude, seriously. We're all playing Brotherhood.
I'm playing Dragon Age.
Yeah, well...
I feel like I don't fit in anymore. I haven't even seen Tron.
That's only, you freak. That's only two people. Come on, now. Trying to think here. I played. I busted out my iPad for the massive EA game sale, and I bought Madden Foosball, which is not bad. It kind of plays for you, which I guess is a good thing on the iPad, because it's kind of hard to, you know, do a lot of the same functionality that you can do in a football game. But it's nice just to kick it in, throw it on, have some fun for a buck. You know, it looks pretty good. I did also pick up Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. Being a dollar, it's hard to say no. And it's pretty good. It takes a little getting used to, where you got to tilt the iPad left and right to turn. And then you can, like, swipe down on the screen to do your emergency brake, or swipe up on the screen to do your boost. But it looks surprisingly good. The iPad does have some good-looking games. Like Wombat 2, I also downloaded Duke Nukem 3D... because it was free, and it's probably a good thing it was free, because I don't see how you fuck up controls that bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, you can't even, like, It's just awful. You literally have to tap the enemies on the screen to shoot them.
Well, you can change that.
You can change it, but you can always do it. But if you change it to that other control scheme, it's even worse.
Yeah.
You can't aim for shit. It's just so bad. I'm like, this is just awful. I don't understand why don't they use the same way Rage did it, where you just move around on the screen and you can aim.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that game's that's just terrible. I also played the Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light on the iPad, and it's actually pretty good. It's basically the same game, except it's rather simplified with the dual sticks, so that you can shoot with the right stick and move with the left, and your normal jump. And it's still hard to play on the iPad because it's like you can't feel the buttons. So as you're watching the screen, you're trying to tap the buttons, and you're totally tapping the wrong buttons. So, but that takes some getting used to. On my PS3, I played some more MotorStorm. I think I'm just getting really pumped for Apocalypse. I really, really want to play it. And for some reason, I've just kind of been on a racing game kick lately, and I don't know why. But I think that was all I played on my PS3. On my 360, I played a few things. I also have two games that I can't talk about. Well, I guess I could talk about Ilo Milo, because that demo went out, and everybody can play it. But we have the full version. We're playing it. It's pretty cool. It's kind of like a Little Big Planet meets a puzzle game. Very, very, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? It's kind of, you know, kiddie and charming, and it's all cute, and, you know,
it's got that little big planet vibe, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's very much got a Little Big Planet vibe in the visuals, but not in the actual gameplay. The gameplay is kind of like, you know, the whole objective is to get Ilo and Milo together, and in order to do that, you've got to do these different little puzzle things with blocks and perspective and all that stuff. So, but it is rather good game. The other game that I'm playing is Rascals, which, you know, that one comes out next week. So, excuse me, but I can't talk about that one too much until the embargo's up, which I don't understand. None of these games are like hidden, amazing things that, you know, nobody's supposed to talk about.
Halo killers, dude.
Yeah, if Rascals is a Halo killer, then I'm going to quit gaming right now. I also played the X-Men arcade game. I bought it mostly to play online with people, and then 15 minutes later it was over. And I mean, it is what it is. It's the old arcade game. It's you know, if you enjoy those side-scrolling beat-em-ups, it's one of the best. It's just hard to stomach $10 for 25 minutes.
I forgot how bad
the
actual dialogue is.
Oh,
like
the dialogue.
Magneto is...
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Oh, yeah, the dialogue's pretty bad. But visually, it doesn't look terrible. It's just, you know, simple animation. Obviously, because it's just a direct port, so... I also played some more Dirt 2, which I'm still really enjoying. And then I got on a fighting game kick, and I threw in Super Street Fighter 4 and played for a little bit. I imagine that I suck even more than Drew does, since it's been like 4 or 5 months since I touched it. And then my wife wanted to play some games, so I threw in Tekken 6. And we played, and she kept bumping up the handicap until she could beat me.
Nice.
But it was fun. We played about 50 rounds. I was like, I haven't played this much Tekken since I was like 15.
She likes Tekken more than she does Street Fighter?
Well, Tekken, you can just kind of mash the buttons and do cool stuff, you know? Whereas in Street Fighter, there's a whole lot more with the projectiles, and every character has different moves. And in Tekken, everybody kind of has the same moves. They just have different combos. So it's a little easier to just kind of wail away on the buttons and try to win. So that's really why. I played some more. I threw in Just Cause 2 because I was, you know, going over mulling in my head my games of the year, so I wanted to throw in one of my choices for game of the year. Just kind of dicked around for a little while, and I'm amazed that my game clock is just shy of 50 hours. So, I really like that game.
Obviously.
And I threw in, I decided the next game I'm going to finish, if it doesn't drive me up a wall, is Transformers War for Cybertron. Because I love the game, I really did, and I was like one or two chapters away from finishing it when I stopped playing it. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to go back, I'm going to finish this. And I popped it in the other day, and I swear to God, I die constantly, and I'm only playing on normal. Because the game just continuously throws enemies at you, doesn't give you enough ammo, and your health just depletes so fast. So, I'm going to try to finish it. I think I just have just a couple more Autobot levels left, and I will be able to finish it. But God, I forgot how hard that game was. And the last game that I played on the 360 was Quake Arena Arcade, which I'm a huge Quake fan. I used to play like the crazy 8 people LAN parties and online on the PC, and the fact that Quake 3, you know, we got it on the PC for the browser version a couple months back, and I played that and I loved it, so I decided to pick it up on XBLA because, you know, it's, I've gotten so accustomed to playing shooters on with a console and a controller now that it was hard to try to do it on the PC. And it's Quake. I love it. It's great. It's huge. It's got tons of maps, tons of character models. It's still super fast. For you new kids out there that are playing the Halo, this thing will make you motion sick.
That are playing the Halo.
That are playing it. You crazy whippers.
That's how the old people say it.
Yeah, that's how the old people say it.
The Halo.
The Halos out there moving at like 2 miles an hour. You play Quake, you're doing like 400 miles an hour.
Yeah, Quake 3 Arena. That was the first game I ever played online.
Oh, my God. I love the sheer insanity of playing that game. There's nothing more satisfying than when you're flying across a jump pad and you just spike somebody with a railgun right in the face. I mean, that there should be an achievement for that.
Is there a decent amount of people playing it online?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, it's Xbox Live, so, I mean, there's always a game to get into, so that's always fun. I think it's funny that a lot of the kids online don't understand Quake, and they're like, they're giving you bad reviews because you're jumping. I'm like, dude, did you not play Quake? I mean, that was like the founding philosophy behind that game. Get the rocket launcher and launch your ass in the air.
Uh-huh.
Rocket jumping, bitches. You don't know nothing about it. Oh, I love me.
Yeah.
I love me.
Oh,
some
man,
Quake.
I'm gonna have to pick that up now. Oh,
yeah. I need a partner to play with because I'm loving that game online. It's like my mind goes numb when I play it. It's just visceral. And the last thing that I played that nobody else talked about on the show was all of the original staff members got their Christmas present from our wonderful CEO, as I'll call him from now on, Dusty.
Uh huh.
And we all got, well, the first thing we all got was a can of snow. Which is just hilarious. But the other thing we got was a machine that plays NES and Super NES games called the Retro Duo.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, and when I opened it up, I literally, the first thing I said was, is this one of those pirate machines? It has like 50 games on it. I'm like, I'm going to feel bad because I own this thing. And then I realized it was the one that you actually have to have the cartridges and stuff. So I dug through my closet and I yanked out my box of NES and Super NES cartridges. And I busted some Link to the Past and some Super Mario World. And oh man, it felt good. There's nothing like playing Super Mario World on a 52-inch HD television. I mean,
hey, I played Mega Man on a 53-inch, I think, or 54-inch.
My Mega Man cartridges, I need to clean them because I tried to pop them in, and it's typical NES. You get the little glitchy screen, and I'm like, damn it.
Just blow in them.
Yeah, I was doing that too. I'm like, I'm going to need to get me some rubbing alcohol and a Q-tip and clean these bitches out.
Talking old school shit right there.
I know. It felt so crazy. I popped in, and you know, Wombat, I had to do this. I had to pop in Killer Instinct for the Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
God bless America, that game looks awful now.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't play as great as you remember either.
No, I'm sitting there playing, and I'm like, why does this suck?
Yeah.
But no, I had a good old school run. I threw in all my old Mortal Kombats. Like I said, Zelda, Super Mario Brothers. I actually have that really, really crappy Justice League fighting game.
Oh, nice. I remember that game, yeah.
Oh, man, that was like the ultimate nerdgasm back in the day, and it was so bad. Oh, but man, that brought back some memories. I actually started a new game of Mario. I'm like, you know what? I think I want to do this again. I want to play through Super Mario World again. It was such a fantastic game.
Mm, ain't it, though?
Yeah, so I had to have my old school fix in this week. It felt good not actually playing a, you know, emulated version of it. It felt good to play the original. The OG, man.
Yeah.
The OG. God, took me back. So I have to send a big thank you to Mr. Dusty. That was a very innovative and cool present.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
So
thank you very much, Dusty.
So, but yeah, that's my fondling. My future fondling is I might throw up another retro night, play some Super Mario World, but I want to finish the Transformers game. And then I want to pick another game to go back and finish, because that's my goal over the holiday time, is to finish some games that have been on my queue for a while.
I wish I could do that. I've been trying.
Yeah, I just decided I'm not gonna jump into anything new, because, well, of course, obviously this week I'm going to check out the Dead Space 2 single-player demo. But that's the next big game that I'm going to play, and that's not till January, so I got some time to catch up.
There you go.
Now that the fondling is over, it's time to do some news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Tron. Tron, 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 Tour de Force. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
You're a git.
That's pretty much all I heard, too.
you like for gaming geeks, you really let the side down. You know that, don't you?
No, I didn't.
Know. I've never even seen the first one.
I did.
How's that for a revelation?
Yeah, I saw
relevant.
That.
Relevant? What?
I don't even know what relevant means.
I don't either. Y'all making up some fucked up words this week. First we had the umping, and now we've got relevations. Secret of Mana is coming to iPhone this month.
Yeah. Wow.
I've always wanted to know what that secret is.
Oh. Don't ask, don't tell.
It's nowhere near as cool as Victoria's Secret.
Max Payne 3 is apparently going to miss its 2011 release date.
What a shocker. Wow.
The BioWare founders are going to be inducted into the AIAS Hall of Fame.
What exactly is that?
Let's see if I can figure out what that acronym is for. The Annual Interactive Achievement Awards.
Okay.
They're going to be members number 14 and 15, alongside names like Miyamoto. You know that guy?
I've heard of him.
And Yu Suzuki, and Will Wright, and Peter Molyneux.
Wow. Is this the, Hall of Fame, or is this the over-promise, under-deliver Hall of Fame?
Anyway, the NCAA likeness lawsuit against EA is moving forward. So I guess there was a lawsuit that the NCAA filed against EA for the character likenesses in the college game. Which means you won't
they,
be...
They
you,
made a college game.
Yeah, you won't be seeing a college game this year, basically what they're saying.
Huh.
The Demon Souls servers have been extended again. Atlas wants to keep the servers up as long as possible, as long as people are still playing it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying right there. I can't stand it, because I get the emails from them, and they're like, oh, we extended them again, just letting you know. You're not going to stop something that people are using constantly. Because there's still a crap ton of people playing Demon Souls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting back into it pretty soon myself.
Well, I think it's crap that you'd shut a server down anyway. I mean, shit. They just now shut down a bunch of Xbox servers like last year. Come on.
Yeah.
Analysts and investors have confidence in Take-Two increasing after, obviously, Red Dead and their future games, L.A. Noire, which is never coming out.
I don't say that. I'm excited for that.
Need for Speed World surpasses 3 million users.
Wow.
It's a free-to-play MMO in France, Russia, and Poland. Wow, I don't even know what to think of that picture. It's a creepy Santa Claus game in Japan.
Isn't everything creepy in Japan?
Dude, I don't even... He's like... He has, like, no teeth. What the fuck?
He's got, like, no teeth. He's got, you know, big, giant eyes. And he looks like a gnome.
Oh, here we go. MotorStorm Apocalypse pre-order details. You get special vehicles, stickers, and a PSN theme.
Yay.
And you can only get it at Amazon, GameStop, and Best Buy.
Oh, good.
I hate that shit. Microsoft is working to increase the Kinect accuracy, according to a source.
I hope
that's a software patch.
Seems like that would have been a great idea about 2 months ago.
Yeah, you might have get on that, boy.
Well, finally, N-Guy Kroll finally said, "You guys, I'm not playing anymore because you just don't recognize black people."
A bunch of holiday sales for Xbox Live Marketplace next week. Starts on December 21st, runs through New Year's Eve. You can get Super Meat Boy for 800 points, Comic Jumper for 800 points, Toy Soldiers for 800 points, Banjo-Tooie for 600, Castle Crashers for 600, The Undergarden for 400, Risk Factions for 400, Afterburner Climax for 400, Carcassonne for 400, and the Borderlands Claptrap New Robot Revolution for 400 points.
Damn, no Trials.
No Trials is on sale.
Awesome, by the way.
Trials is on sale right now. Go buy it.
Wait, how much?
It's 400 points. It was the deal of the week.
Shit.
I saw it on the dashboard last night. It's that.
Shit, I need to go.
It's that Limbo and Black Hawk, Blacklight Tango, whatever game. If you buy the Epic Edition of Bulletstorm, you get early access to the Gears of War 3 beta. Oh. I guess I know which version Killer Wolverine's buying.
No doubt there.
But Bulletstorm looks... I wonder what's in the Epic Edition. It's $59.99. You get 25,000 experience points. Is that it?
Wow, so if you buy it, they level you up faster? What the hell?
Whatever.
I can't stand that.
Blizzard confirms that its next MMO is a game called Titan.
Quest.
Dun, dun, dun.
Interesting. Konami is creating a new Layton S game for the 3DS.
I don't even know what... Oh, Layton.
Professor Layton.
Professor Layton.
There is a 100-hour Patapon 3 demo coming January 6th.
What?
100-hour demo.
Wow.
That's a lot of Patapon.
Dude, why do you even need to buy the game? I would never play Patapon for 100 hours.
No doubt.
Excuse me.
I mean, not that it's not a good game, but...
Yeah, that's...
Not really a marathoner.
No.
Need for Speed Shift 2 Unleashed pre-orders have been upgraded to the limited edition. Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for that game.
Shift 2?
Yes, I loved Shift.
A Mac App Store has been confirmed for January. So Apple plans to release a version of its popular App Store on computers running OS X Snow Leopard. Snow Leopard.
Finally doing what I said for a long time.
The ESRB has rated a new PSP game called Hot Shot Shorties. It's developed by the same guys that do the Hot Shots golf game, Clap Hands. It's a two PSP minigame collections. So.
Interesting.
And then, relation to the story earlier about Take-Two, they earned $1.16 billion in revenue in 2010.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, more Conan games may be coming soon, according to Paradox Entertainment.
Arr!
That's Conan. A pirate. That's not Conan.
Conan kills pirates.
Okay. Well, here's one to get Wombat all in a tizzy. MLB 11 The Show has a release date, March 8th. Woo-hoo. And I guess Maurer will be returning as the cover athlete. And
really?
Also,
that's disappointing.
Yeah, it says the newest entry in the franchise will shift hitting, pitching, and catching to analog controls.
It's interesting why they chose
are
him.
Are you kidding me?
Well, there you go.
I hope that's optional.
Fable 3 is celebrating the holidays with a dog breed pack.
Nothing says holidays like fucking dogs.
Well, this
well, I'd like to know what you do on your holidays, then.
You can change your dog into three new breeds for a price. Apparently one of them is a poodle.
Has anyone ever told you, Killer Wolverine, that you can love your dogs? You shouldn't love your dogs.
Your mom told me.
That's
long
nasty.
Distance relationship.
Hey, we make it work.
Yo.
You're scratching on a turntable.
I got two turntables and a microphone. The indie game's Winter Uprising that was set for XBLA has suffered some setbacks.
Good.
Missed deadlines mean just over half of the planned games are out, and few of them are selling well. So, oops.
Maybe you should make them good.
Oh, here's the one you've been waiting on, Gambus. Now you can buy a Kinect, okay?
Okay.
There is a Kinect sex game coming to Windows 7. So you can use the...
I'm pretty sure Microsoft already shut that down.
Well, they can't shut down a PC game. They just don't want anything to do with
it. Oh, that's right.
The game is called THRIXXX.
Gambus already owns it.
So, there was a video on YouTube, but it was removed for obvious reasons.
What are the obvious reasons?
Because there's boobies in it.
Pornography.
For everyone who has waited all this time for Mass Effect 2 on the PS3, there's a slight bonus. BioWare has created the game using the Mass Effect 3 engine.
Oh, snap.
So, dun, dun, dun!
You kind of get a teaser taste of Mass Effect 3.
I want to play that now.
Yeah,
well,
me
sounded kind of sexual.
That's
sexual.
Okay.
I want to play it right now.
I have a female shepherd, so there you go.
Yeah, so do I.
She's a lesbian.
Is there any other option?
No. Except in the second one, you can't be a lesbian.
Yep.
So,
yeah. So she got it on with the blue girl in the first one.
Yeah, why is it that everybody went for the blue girl? Oh, that's right, because Ashley was annoying.
She was
a
racist.
Yeah, she was racist, too.
Got her killed.
I couldn't stand talking to her. It's like, I ran into her in the second one. I'm like, I hate you.
Why didn't you have her killed?
I don't know.
I had Caden killed because he was a giant wuss.
Yeah.
Who'd you want to be with, a giant bitch or a giant wuss?
Didn't want to be with either of them. That's why I had sex with the
If you want to be my lover. MotorStorm Apocalypse is scheduled for a spring 2011 release. So, that's exciting. That game looks awesome. Deus Ex Human Revolution was delayed.
Sad face.
Sure was.
It's going to be the next Alpha Protocol, like we were talking about the other day.
That's what I say, too.
Oh, I don't think so.
I hope not.
Dude, I don't know. I've never been a fan of Deus Ex, so I can't really comment. Metal Gear Arc...
The second one was awful. So, if you're a fan of it, you're only a fan of it because of the first one.
Metal Gear Arcade is launching December 20th in Japan. It's a 3D squad-based third-person shooter that features online play. Interesting. Hey, Square Enix has reduced its earnings forecast by 91%.
Wonder why that is.
Shocked there.
Wonder what made it do that. Perhaps Final Fantasy
14?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's because Square Enix has forgotten how to make a great game, so they have to release Secret of Mana for the iPhone to sustain.
Everybody knows why they lost money. It was because they put Final Fantasy 13 on the Xbox.
Yes, here we go.
Yeah,
because they were a traitor.
It was shit. Everybody knows it was shit because it was on the Xbox. My God.
Fantasy. Well, we can always talk about this.
Final Fantasy is a traitor.
For all of those of you out there that want to get back in time,
yeah,
Back to the Future launches this week for PC and Mac. So you can you can load up your PC and start going, Marty!
For free. It's not going to cost a penny.
Back to the Future?
First episode. It's like drugs.
Oh, they give you the first one, yeah.
Okay, they give you the first hit for free.
Yeah. Damn, that's awesome.
It's
awesome until you're sucking some guy's junk for the next episode of Back to the Future.
Guess he has experience doing that.
Oh, damn, Wombat. Is that how you get your games? What's up?
No. Not anymore.
Kick that habit.
Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light is coming to iOS platforms, which we already know because I talked about it because I played it. Section 8 sequel is going to be a $15 downloadable game.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it does. But the first one should have been. The Spike VGA ratings fall for the fourth consecutive year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, why?
Because we all hate it for some reason, and then everybody else just doesn't care.
Error, yeah.
The final Marvel vs. Capcom 3 roster has apparently been leaked on Twitter.
Yeah.
So
not too excited.
Well, you know, some of these characters, I'm excited about Shinko. I liked her in Darkstalkers. She was a fun character. Mike Hagar, that's cool, but... Huh.
Who's that? Another Zangief.
Yeah, and then Akuma, which, you know...
Really? Do we need two Shotokans and a versus game?
We always get two.
Why don't I make it
go on a rant for a second? As a longtime Street Fighter fan, I get so sick of listening to people bitch about Shotos. I'm okay. There's a reason that there's more of those characters than anybody else. Because everybody likes them.
Yeah, but I mean,
so
there's no.
You can't
big
complain about them putting four or five guys like that in the game when the vast majority of the people who are going to buy the game, that's who they like to use.
Come on. I mean,
it's the truth.
Yeah, it may be the truth, but what I'm saying is, I mean, come on. You look at Super Street Fighter 4, you've got five characters who are freaking Shotokan characters. I mean, exactly. There's no variety. I mean, why can't they explore better, different
types
of characters?
There's variety within each Shoto, but the truth of the matter is, as much as we would like to believe that people like you and I are the mass market consumer for a game like Street Fighter, we're not. The mass market consumer for a game like Street Fighter wants to play with Ryu and Ken, and that's it, or anybody else that's kind of like them. Because they played Street Fighter 2 when they were 12 years old in an arcade, and that's who they remembered, and now they're picking up Street Fighter 4 again, and that's who they want to use. It just boggles my mind, because it's like, sure, there are five characters that play exactly the same in a roster of 25. So there are 20 other characters that play completely different.
But
that was my rant for a second. I had to blow up on you a second, Drew.
My complaint is that Marvel vs. Capcom 3, they have a limited amount of space for characters. Why the hell would they throw in another Shotokan character into this? Why didn't they use like a Dead Rising character? Or why didn't they use somebody from
Akuma
Mega Man?
Is one of their most popular characters. That's why. I mean, do you really think that the average person who's going to buy Marvel Capcom 3 really wants to play with another character from Darkstalkers?
I do.
You do? I said the average person.
Oh, I'm not average. I'm above average.
I mean, do you really think they want to play with some random-ass Marvel hero that nobody's ever heard of? No.
Like,
they want to play with people that they know and like.
Yeah, for great.
There's a perfect example. I'm just saying that, you know, like, while there are a lot of Shoto characters in Capcom's games, there are plenty of other characters that play completely different, and they have to put the Shotos in there to get people who aren't hardcore into fighting games to buy the game. And if that's what they have to do to make sure the games stay successful so they keep making them, I'm on board.
Very well. All
right. Hey, round
we're
two.
We're going to have to disagree on that.
Round two. Fight.
You know what would make it even more interesting is if they did a follow-up game called Marvel vs. DC.
There you go.
Yeah, and we're not going to talk about that.
It's never
going to
happen.
Yeah. The Xbox Live ESPN is going to have all 32 college football games, which is that's pretty big. That's pretty cool, actually.
How much is that?
Well, it comes with Xbox Live.
Wait, that comes with it? I thought it was an extra, like...
No, ESPN comes with gold.
It does? I thought it was like you had to pay extra.
No. No. No, it's
you
free.
Have to have an ISP that supports it, though, to watch it.
Yeah, you got to have an ISP that supports it. So, but as long as you have gold, you have ESPN.
Well, shit, I didn't know that.
So you can watch all the bowl games. That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
The Humble Indie Bundle 2 sales surpassed $500,000 in one day.
Yikes.
So, that's a lot of money. The Unreal Development Kit is available to iOS developers beginning... this past week.
Oh.
There's going to be Infinity Blade DLC, which is the new Epic game for iOS. Donald Mustard confirmed.
It's pretty epic. It's like over half a gig in terms of memory space.
I'm going to say this because, yeah, I said this when the game came out. Sega has finally came to their senses and realized that I'm the smartest man on the planet. And they say Mad World possibly would have sold better on the PS3 and the 360.
No fucking shit.
Oh, thank you. THQ claims that Insane, the new game from Guillermo del Toro, will take 8 to 10 years to finish the trilogy.
Well, they did get the first one out, which is going to be 2 more years from now.
Yeah.
Exactly. How about we get the first one out before we start talking trilogy to human?
Yeah.
Gran Turismo 5 is getting some free limited edition DLC for Christmas. There will be 3 cars you can download on Christmas Eve in Japan.
Well, just make it a Japanese account.
There's a new Tails game bound for the PS3 in 2011.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, it might as well be called Tails of My Butt.
Jesus.
Why is the butt coming out with a new game in 2011,
too? Oh.
It's called Tails of Exilia.
Exilia.
We're running out of words to put in.
I know my friend will be fun, like, and excited about it.
Ghost Trick is getting an iPhone port. The latest from the guys that made Ace Attorney.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's coming to the iPhone. Kazunori Yamachi says, when's the next Gran Turismo coming? Don't ask.
Never. The world would have ended by then.
2020.
Oh, man, why isn't this game out yet? But the third birthday came out in Japan this week. Oh, I want to play that so bad.
You know, I'm kind of weary about it because it started off as a cell phone game and then they switched it to a PSP game.
I know, but it's the first Parasite Eve we've had in like a decade.
Yeah, I'm excited too, but I'm just a little scared.
Oh, it makes me want to go back and play the originals. Are they available on PSN?
Yes, actually. Parasite Eve 1, I believe, is.
I need to go back and play that.
That was a great game.
Sega announces Zombie Yakuza release date. It's a... got social tie-ins. So there you go.
Yep.
PS3 is getting an online trading card game called Elemental Monsters.
It's a unique title.
Chair has put their Ender's Game title on hold. So... here's an exciting news. Platinum Games is working on its 5th game for Sega.
Sweet.
They had a 4-game contract, which is completed now, and they're going back to Sega and working on their 5th game.
There you go.
Monday Night Combat is coming to Steam in January.
Yeah, that looks kind of cool. I may actually pick that up for some reason.
DJ Hero 2 is offering an old-school DLC pack, including three new mixes from Tag Team, Tone Loke, and the Beastie Boys.
What?
That's pretty awesome.
Let me jump back into that game.
Oh. Rockstar is opting out of the BAFTA Awards with Red Dead Redemption. They decided not to put the game forward for consideration. Another free DLC pack is coming to Assassin's Creed Brotherhood in January. Animus Project Update 2.0 will add another map and a new mode.
Does it have Copper Nickus in it, too?
Yeah, it does. Motherfucker. Kinect Sports and Joyride are getting free DLC in January. The Kinect Sports DLC is out now. It includes new minigames. I actually downloaded it. I haven't played it yet. And then the Joyride Car Pack is coming in January. Free stuff. Sega confirmed this week the Dreamcast Collection. That's just what they called it, but my guess is that they're just going to put all the stuff that they're releasing on XBLA and PSN.
Oh.
That would be my guess.
That's lazy.
Uncharted 3 first gameplay premiere is going to be on Jimmy Fallon. They're going to play
it's already
it.
On there.
It's yeah, already it was already there. On.
Okay, well, I'm just reading the news from the week. Motherfucker. Sega is launching a browser-based MLB manager. I didn't even know Sega knew what baseball was. Dead Rising 2 Case West is coming on December 27th. It will cost $10.
Oh, that's soon.
New Super Mario Brothers was originally conceived as Super Mario Advanced 5.
Interesting.
The Elder Scrolls 5 may feature a completely new engine.
It kind of needs to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gamebryo's starting to show its age a little bit.
That was starting to show its age about 3 years ago.
Motherfucker, you stole my joke.
It's the pun.
Oh, Drew.
They'll still have the Oblivion Shuffle.
Here you go, Drew. Chime Super Deluxe has been leaked by the ratings board. It's coming for PlayStation Network.
Oh, boy, I get trophies.
All right, here was the big story of the week. This one got everybody fired up. Mortal Kombat limited editions with retailer exclusive fatalities.
Oh my god.
Fucking joke. Absolutely.
And costumes.
And costumes for each of the characters you get fatalities for. Basically, here's the big thing. The two collector's editions don't contain the other stuff. Usually when you buy the super duper version, you get all the stuff that's in the collector's edition.
Yeah.
Well, the super-duper version of Mortal Kombat gets a fight stick and the DLC, but the collector's edition gets a figure and the DLC. But, not only that, you now have to factor in that Kratos is exclusive to PS3, so that throws another monkey wrench in.
Uh-huh.
And then, you have three separate versions for three separate retailers. So, in theory, if you wanted to own everything Mortal Kombat offered, you would have to buy five versions of the game.
Well, they're just DLC codes, right? So really, you just have to pre-order it.
Well, we don't know.
It could be in the box.
Yeah.
Could be.
So, and Amazon won't send you the code until you pay for it.
Oh, right. Not Amazon, but GameStop, they print a lot of their codes on your receipt now.
Yeah, which that'd be fine, because then you could just buy it and return it and use the code, you know? Best Buy, if it's in the box, you're just going to have to buy it. But the exclusives are Amazon gets Reptile, Classic Costume, Classic Head Rip Fatality. Best Buy gets Sub-Zero, Spine Rip Fatality, and Classic Costume. And GameStop gets Scorpion, with, I'm guessing, the stupid classic Burn Your Opponent Fatality.
Right.
Damn it, which I'm going to have to go to Best Buy.
Bring it to GameStop.
Yeah, I got to go to Best Buy. I'm
what
sorry.
The fuck? I mean, see, I hate going to Best Buy to buy my games.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get it there.
I mean, really, of the options, I'd really like to have the Reptile because I like the classic costume.
Yeah.
But I've never bought a game off of Amazon.
Oh, dude, they're fantastic. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
I've heard. Like,
you buy a game there, and they'll give you $10 on your next game off. or sometimes $20. They just keep you coming. I've got like $50 saved up right now.
Nice.
Well, we will have to see how this all pans out, and if eventually these are, and that's the big thing, is nobody has said if these eventually will be available to purchase outside of the game.
Yeah.
If they would just say that, then I wouldn't care. I'll just wait and get them later. But yeah, Warner Brothers is really pushing this.
Yeah.
Is there a release date on that yet?
April.
April.
So, whatever.
I'll tell you what, though, the figures do look pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing is I've already got a fight stick, so I'm going to go with the collector's edition with the figures.
Yeah, I think I am, too.
Considering the fight stick one's limited to 20,000 copies anyway.
Have they got a price for them?
No. There's no official price. My guess would be $80 for the figure collector edition and $130 to $150 for the fight stick edition.
Well, screw it. I'll just get the damn game.
How much did you say you think the collector's edition?
The $80 with the figure.
Gotcha.
That would be my guess. I mean, that's kind of the going rate for ones with a big figure.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft Cataclysm set a one-day PC sales record for 3.3 million copies in just 24 hours.
Wow.
Dude, that's a lot.
Gotta get that cocaine, man.
That cocaine, man.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy IV Complete Collection is coming to the PSP. There was a big thing if you had an account on Kotaku this week that got hacked.
Nice.
So somebody may have your passwords. You might want to go change it.
Yep.
And then we're back to the news from last week. So that's pretty much all the news. But yeah, big week. Mortal Kombat, man. What's up?
I don't know. That's just stupid. It's just getting worse.
All right. Well, let me see. What time are we at? No, we're still pretty good. We have a large question here.
Oh, from our good friend.
MK2 Forever.
Yep.
And just to let you know, some of the parts of this question are offensive.
And inappropriate.
And inappropriate. So, awesome. He says, hello, Americans and guy from Europe that didn't join the Euros party.
Yeah, okay.
He says, I have delicate, hard, intrusive questions to ask you guys, and a fact in between each question. Question number minus one. In general, weekly, how many hours do you play video games? I would say between 10 and 15 hours.
Yeah, about 10 to 15.
I'd say about two.
Yeah.
Why are you
when
on
he's doing
show?
The podcast?
I'm right there with you, Ryan. Lately, it's been probably about two.
Five to ten for Kata. What about you, John?
I'd say 10 to 15, same as you guys. If I'm lucky, depending on my work schedule.
All right, and the fact for that question is, I can only associate two persons by their voices with their names in the show, Gambus and John. Well, you have a disadvantage, you motherfucker.
A disadvantage?
Yeah, never mind.
He's got an advantage.
There's a joke there that you just skipped over.
Oh.
Question zero. What do you think on having listeners asking their questions live on the show? We've talked about that, but that would just become a mess because we could bring them in on the Skype, and then they could get on here and they could just, like, start yelling vagina or something, you know.
Like Boogeyman does.
Yeah, like Boogeyman. You know,
yeah, which you is know why we don't have him on the show anymore.
Yeah.
You know what you can do? There's this new, there's a Skype conference thing where you can host a live show and just invite certain people in, but then they can join your chat room and talk to you. And if they have a relevant question, you could always invite them into your discussion.
No, we can look into something like that, but that sounds like a whole lot of work. And we're lazy.
It is a whole lot of work.
And the fact that goes along with that question is my only comments on M4G forums are on the M4G podcast boards. Well, we're reading it, so there you go. All right, here's question number one, the first controversial question. And nobody has to answer this if you don't want to. He says, With which age did you guys had Snoo Snoo for the first time?
Is anybody going to answer that?
I just think that's a... I mean, I don't know. To me, that's just a inappropriate question.
I was five.
I mean, if I had to be honest, I was 17.
Well, there you go. You got one answer.
And I was all 17 as well, so...
Did Killer Wolverine just say he was 14?
No.
Evian, motherfucker.
It's with Michael Jackson. Sorry, too soon?
It's too soon, man. That's nasty. What'd you say?
I don't remember.
You said 49?
Sure, we'll go 49.
Yeah, 40-year-old virgin over here.
What?
The fact for that question is, I never think too much on what I ask. Well, that's a parent. Okay, question number two. Do you have any special care with your consoles, like cleaning them frequently and vacuuming the dust, etc.?
I vacuum it regularly if I can. Dust is a real pain in the ass. I don't like getting in vents.
Yeah.
I usually dust my whole entertainment center at least like once a week.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I live in dust.
You filthy motherfucker. I'm gonna call you I'm gonna call you Pigpen from now on.
Okay.
Alright. The fact for this question is I had the most popular PSP related website in Portugal. Still, let it die.
I think I remember that one. It was called Portugamer.
Alright. Question number three, this is a long one. Don't you think that the huge amount of AAA games that cost millions to develop, launched on such small time frame, let's say quarter one 2011, will eventually hurt the sales of many of them and eventually damage the industry? I remember when I was younger, there were only like 4 or 5 AAA games a year during the Sonic and Mario era. Now we have like 20 or 30 or more awesome games across all platforms. On this crisis, people will only buy a fraction of these games, devs won't make profit, because of so much competition, and otherwise good-selling games from good devs will just not have a chance. I can think of Enslaved, Majin, and Forsaken Kingdom, and many others. It's an odd situation where so many good stuff ends up having a very dark side.
Very, very, very good question. I listen to a lot of video game and podcasts, as some of you know, and recently they were talking about... like a new video game crash, like the early 80s, how there were so many video games coming out all at the same time, like from like 83 to like 84, around those couple years, that video game market just basically crashed because there was just so much stuff being pumped out. And the past couple years, I've actually been thinking about that and how it could happen, definitely considering our economic situation in the world.
What the fuck is that noise?
It's like, you know, he does it when he's talking.
Captain Crinkles.
Da, da, da. But yeah, I think it's a possibility that we could actually have maybe a video game crash of the market.
The great video game crash of 2011.
The one thing that helps us from that is a big part of the reason the industry crashed in the 80s was because there was no quality control. So there was no... there was no guarantee that the game you were buying would even work most of the time. Especially on the Atari. A lot of those games that came out on the Atari that weren't quality checked were just plain awful. And so it got to the point where consumers were afraid to buy the games because they didn't know if they were going to be any good or not. And, of course, they didn't have downloadable demos back then. So that was a big part of it. So, that helps, but it's definitely still a possibility.
But most of the big publishers nowadays, they're very careful in the planning and the marketing. So they avoid dates that are close together. Sure, you're always going to get a big push towards Christmas, but... because of games such as like Call of Duty, you're also now starting to see games coming out in February, March of high quality because it's a bit of a window, so you are getting it spread out over the year.
Right. Yeah, but you still don't get anything in summer. Like, it's hardly ever anything in the summer.
But not, you know, it's... I think a lot of the time it's... Mark and people think, well, people are outdoors in the nice weather. They forget that people like us who play games don't venture outside. What on earth do you want to go outside for?
No, you ought to see my skin. I look like a vampire.
There you go. The fact for this question is that for many time, I thought the host of the podcast owned the N4G website. Dude, I fucking wish. I would be so rich. I'd be like Rick James, bitch. Question number four. Can you imagine how long Gambus's wedding speech will be? I'm pretty sure he will find a way to relate it to with some Japanese games.
Yep. I'll be like, baby, there's no amount of experience points nor gold coins that can compare to you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think I figured out what the noise is. Somebody's wrapping Christmas presents.
Who's wrapping Christmas presents? Are they for me?
they stop whenever everybody be quiet. Yep. All right.
Gambus' speech will probably revolve along the lines of, you know, after Eris died, I thought I could never love again.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's just fantastic. The fact for that question is ZTGD reviews are the ones I use to get info from the games I'm interested in.
Oh,
uh-huh. Bastard.
That's awesome.
What? You're fired.
Apparently I write bad reviews. That's what everybody says. And it says I'm biased.
We're all biased.
Yeah. If you're judging by comments on N4G, there's nobody that's been unscathed.
Nope. I can't help but look at them, though, because it's just... I can just imagine the little pimply fanboy that's typing that up, and I just want to punch him in the fucking face.
I haven't looked at any comments on any of the reviews I've done. I just didn't.
Control your anger. Okay, this next question is to the British guy.
Oh, hello.
He says, there's something about UK that always boggled me. It's that despite your country belongs to Europe, I still have the feelings that you guys relate more with the US on almost every aspect than with your European neighbors. I know Brits don't like French people.
It's not just the Brits, though.
He says, I didn't finish the statement. Sorry. He says, I know Brits don't like French people. Who does anyway?
Ah. There you go.
But what about the rest? Do you personally feel closer to the US or Europe, and why?
Well, it's not true. The English don't really hate the French. It's just a poor joke. But no, you're absolutely right. We relate more with the US than we do with many parts of Europe, or our European counterparts anyway. And I think this is mainly because of the language. Americans speak English as a first language, in most cases, unlike you guys who speak fucking gibberish. and so our cultures, but then our cultures are very similar. And I think that's probably why, whereas... yeah, you know, you talk in European countries like Portugal, Spain, France, Italy. They all have their own first languages, and probably speak very good English as a second language, but it's a second language. And I think that's probably why, to be fair, I think that's why we relate more to Americans and maybe even Australians than we do with some of our European counterparts who are just, you know, only a few miles away, really.
Well, essentially, we are descendants of English people. You know, for the most part.
Crikey.
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims.
Pilgrim.
The fact for that question is, I have the impression that Gambus only dated his girlfriend for about 2 weeks before proposing marriage to her.
That's three, I think.
You're on to me, man.
And his last question before the last question. Give me your top five most awaited games for 2011. Can you think of one more than one for Xbox 360?
I can tell you some games I'm going to get on 360. It doesn't necessarily be exclusives.
Yeah. For me, it's Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat, and Mortal Kombat.
What about Marvel?
Well, yeah, that's
Bebe?
That's number six. No, I'd have to say Mortal Kombat, Batman, Uncharted, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and... Oh, damn.
Dead Space?
Dead Space
Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, Dead Space is up there. Mass Effect 3, Dragon Age 2.
Dragon Age 2.
There's
a lot of good stuff. A
lot of shit.
L.A. Noir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, along with Uncharted and Batman, Gears of War 3, and, I don't know, probably Marvel. I'm kind of not on that boat at the moment, but I know as Marvel gets closer to release, I'll probably get more excited for it.
Oh, Marvel, baby.
Yeah, Marvel.
Mortal Kombat, I couldn't give two shits about.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, for real. Marvel, Mortal Kombat, Gears, Uncharted, and I'm still psyched about Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm looks good. Damn. 2011 is rocking.
What are you, Wombat?
Oh, man. Mass Effect 3, assuming it makes it. And then basically everything else everybody said, Batman, Uncharted, Marvel.
No Oblivion for you?
That won't be next year. I was trying to remember what they're calling it. Skyrim.
They've got a date. It's 11-11-11.
Yeah, it's 11-11-11.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That will hit that, do you think?
I don't know that. They're marketing it, so.
Fair enough.
I think it will.
The 11-11-11-11 thing pretty big. Yeah. I think I had a couple too many 11s in there.
You
but,
did indeed, sir.
Well, Uncharted's doing
Tongue gets on a roll, so.
Well, I bet Killer Wolverine's mom enjoys that.
Oh, you.
Oh, yeah, she does.
I'm sorry for your tongue, man.
And fact for that question. In Portugal, there's not a... When he said that, I always think of the... In Soviet Russia...
Room for in Soviet you. Russia.
In Portugal, there's not a single ad for Kinect or Xbox 360 on TV or any channel. That shows how lame the Xbox 360 does here.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, because Kinect advertising's everywhere.
All right, last question before the ratings for 2010. Yeah, there's rating stuff. What's the thing you most love to do in your life, considering... What's the things you most loved to do in your life, considering you had the money for it?
I'd just be stoked to have fucking money for once.
Dude, if I had infinite money, I'd just spend it. Fuck.
I'd just fucking roll around in it.
Yeah, like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I'd like to open up a restaurant.
Hey! What kind of restaurant?
someone woke Gambus up.
And that snapped him right to attention.
Hey. He's like, food!
Yeah.
Nah, seriously, I don't know, to be honest with you. I would like, I don't know.
Who the fuck is wrapping Christmas presents?
I don't know.
Someone take ownership. Come on. Be a man.
It's not me. All right, well, everybody mute your mic right now.
Well, if it's not Drew, it's not John, it's not me or Ken, and I'm pretty sure it's not Ryan, so I'm looking at Gambus.
Gambus,
it's not me for sure.
It is. Look at his picture.
It's yeah, it's fluttering. Gambus, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
You doing something. What are you doing?
Skype doesn't lie, brother. Your little picture's flashing. Or it was.
Now the sound has stopped. What happened?
Are you playing with a crinkle mouse like you're a cat?
Wait. Is this it?
No.
Oh, dead air. That's brilliant.
People pay good money for that.
Epic fail.
Alright.
Epic fail.
Alright.
Let's see. If I had a bunch of money, you know what I'd do? I would,
make the world a better place.
Yes.
Crinkle it all around.
Crinkle it all around. Put your foot in and shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and stop wrapping Christmas presents, motherfucker.
Unless they're for me, then keep wrapping.
Yeah, if they're for me, you can wrap it, but if it's not, then you can't. All right, the fact for that question was, I have a Chinese friend that lives in Holland and beats me in every single game. Isn't that odd?
Very interesting.
That's not odd. Anyway, real quick.
Hey, I didn't answer the question.
What question? What are you going to do with your money?
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck are you doing?
That's the question we want answered.
I keep getting interrupted there, you know?
Go ahead. What would you do?
I'll tell you what I'll do.
I'll hopefully buy a new headset, motherfucker.
I did buy a new one, and it sucked. But anyway, I would go book a trip to Walt Disney World and live in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, my God.
Dude, what are you, fucking five?
No.
All right.
With that kind of money, you could be five for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's tap dancing on a keyboard. All right, real quick. He's got a list here, and he says you got to rate it 1 to 10. So real fast, first number that pops in your head: technological advances in gaming.
7. 10. 7.
6. 5.
Oh, sorry. I was just counting. Nintendo software.
3.
Oh God, 3.
2.
Yeah.
Nintendo software.
I'm gonna say 8.
Yeah, I'm going with 9.
Yeah.
Kirby, Mario Galaxy, Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Screw that. Microsoft software.
5.
What Microsoft 6. Software?
Yeah. Halo?
I go
1.
Yeah, I give him a 6. Sony Computer Entertainment Software.
7.5.
I haven't had much.
7.
Yeah, I give 7.
Him a 7.
6. Ooh. Yeah,
so. Are they 8. Talking just published by these people or stuff on that machine?
I'd imagine published by Sony. First party stuff.
Oh, okay.
So. Third-party software.
Wow.
Oh, that's the next one?
Dude, that's not applicable.
8.
It goes from 1 to 10.
Yeah, 10, I guess.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 10.
Okay.
5 squared.
5 squared. That's 25,
yeah,
dude.
Man,
that's too much.
5.
E3 2010.
Still cool.
7.
I give it a 6.
That kind of lackluster.
I give it an 8.5.
That's only because you were there.
Yeah. Actually, I'll give it a 10 because I was there.
Oh, there you go.
Because I boosted up an extra 1.5 points.
There you go.
All right. Gambus.
Infinity.
And beyond.
9.9 if he'd stop wrapping presents he'd get 10.
Ooh, I lost out on a point.
You lost out on a tenth of a point, brother.
Alright, John W.
Infinity times 2.
100.5.
100.5.
Yeah. Minus 10.
Oh
snap. Gambus just lost points. He's no longer Infinity.
The Wombat.
10.
Negative 20.
Oh. Come on, I'd say at least negative 5. No, I kid. I give him a 10.
10 from another universe.
What?
Shut up, unicorn. Frustrated Fury.
Fucking million.
Emphasis on the fucking.
I
like that.
10 in flames.
I'll give him 100.
Oh, Killer Wolverine.
Ugh, I don't want to answer that.
Fucking million. Because he's angry like I am.
Fucking million. Marks
out
like
very angry ass 30.
Marks out of 10, I'll give him 1.
There you go.
Oh, fuck you, John.
And you
no
know what?
You're getting Infinity times 2.
You know what? I'm not even on the list, so fuck it.
That's because you're too cool, man.
A quintillion.
You can't put a number on your coolness.
Are you damn right.
You're damn right.
The fact that you gave 10s to everyone.
He read
a an epic fail.
Oh, here's one for you. Gambus's mom's sexual performance.
Oh.
Oh.
Honestly, it's going to have to be in the negatives. I'm sorry. She's very underwhelming.
It's too bad.
And the final one is 2010 overall.
10.
10.
That's only gaming and life.
Yeah, I mean, as far as life goes, I mean, I didn't get kicked in the nuts in 2010, so I think it was a pretty good year.
As far as life goes, it was a 20, but as far as gaming goes, I'll give it a 10.
I give it a 2010.
Yeah!
Holy boo.
Yeah.
Holy boo. He says, "That's all. Hope no one gives up on the show this time, or I'll stop asking stuff." And then he says something in Portuguese that I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
It means be well, fellas.
Okay. And he says, "P.P.S. I hope Gambus and everyone else realizes that I never intend to offend anyone or any race. I just listen to you guys for so many hours now that I almost feel like I have you guys as known friends to whom I can say all kinds of shit in a friendly comic way."
That's how I was.
And then you guys invited me on the podcast.
I know, and then it all went downhill. What the
fuck? I know. Is there a way
Shanghai 6 likes
somebody?
Me.
What's that?
So is there a way we can disinvite somebody?
All right. I got more questions, but I'm going to skip over them and go to the tweets because we only got about 15 minutes left. First tweet comes from Ademus. He says, "Mass Effect 3 looked awesome. Someone threw in some Resistance or Gears of War into Mass Effect, and for the love of God, Skyrim, yeah."
Yeah. That's right. I'm saying the same things.
He also says, "Also, is it just me, or does the announcer dude sound like the Circus of Values dude from Bioshock?"
Circus of Values, man, is my close friend. However, we've had a recent falling out over an Asian hooker named Sally.
That's a weird name for an Asian hooker.
That's what I thought.
Mm. She's an Americanized Asian.
Oh, I see. Sam in Seattle said, "Oh, tits, I totally forgot there's a new episode of M4G Podcast. I'm downloading it now."
Oh, tits.
Dylan MMC says, "Vanilla Ice is Cool as Ice is on Netflix, and it is terrible. You must watch it." I agree with this. You must watch this movie.
I've seen it.
Yes, you need to go see it again, now.
No thanks.
I'm going to watch it again just for hilarity.
I will not be watching it.
You should.
I'm not.
You should. It's like Snakes on a Plane times 100.
I couldn't get through Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on Vanilla Ice.
See, Snakes on a Plane was not that bad.
It was worth watching just because of how bad it is. That's what
we get Samuel Jackson. He was the one that made it awesome.
Yeah. So, and then Vanilla Ice makes this awesome.
I doubt.
Come on. Vanilla Ice is not awesome, period.
Dude, you don't even understand. You got to watch this movie. You just have to watch this movie. It's like watching a train wreck.
The hell's the name of it?
Cool as ice. Yep.
All right.
Key 134. We got a follow Friday from H Dogger. Key 134 says, "I played the DC Universe beta and I'm impressed, but I won't be subscribing. Far too expensive."
How much is it?
$15 a month.
That'd be alright if that converted over to pounds, but where it bloody doesn't. I bet it'd be £15 a month as opposed to £10.
Probably.
It's gonna be expensive.
I'm waiting for someone to get me a key for the beta.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, I'd love to have a PS3 beta key. I'd love to have one.
Yeah, me too. Apparently you only get it if you have PlayStation Plus.
Well, they gotta get something.
Yeah, they gotta get something. Of course, whatever, I'm not even gonna talk about it. Key 134 also says, "Okay, give me your favorite game that'll probably never have a sequel."
Psychonauts.
Good call.
PsyOps.
Alone in the Dark.
I'm going with PsyOps.
PsyOps, that's a good choice.
It was a good game.
I love that game. I'm still pissed it's not backwards compatible.
You know what? Urban Chaos Riot Response.
I remember that game. It was originally called Zero Tolerance.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was made by the guys who made Batman before they made Batman.
Yep. And it had my name.
Yep.
Bitches. He also says, "And have a great Christmas, guys."
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful holiday. H Dogger says, "Were any of you ever in any Christmas plays when you were children? If so, what did you play?"
I actually was.
Yeah, so was I.
Well, I was in a bunch of church plays when I was a kid.
I played.
I was the light and sound guy.
I was the Ghost of Christmas Present.
You got video of that?
No, I don't. I have a picture of it.
One of my favorite school play roles was as a duck, who was also the narrator of the story.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I stood on stage at like a little podium narrating the proceedings in a duck costume.
Was one of your lines quack, quack?
Oh, for fuck's
probably.
Sake.
I don't remember. I was like 5.
Yeah, dude, come on. Alright, the next one from Jerkstory81 says, I sadly bought the glitchy broken PS3 version of Black Ops last month, and Treyarch has been painfully slow in fixing the problems. This will be the last Call of Duty or Treyarch game I ever buy. I feel kind of ripped off.
I applaud you.
You would.
Yeah.
Because you don't like Call of Duty.
Yeah. I mean, we know this.
Yes. Yes, we know this. Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, played Donkey Kong Country Returns, and it's a hell of fun. Even more than my bud So Doom wasn't there to punch me for missing jumps.
Nice.
He says, also, want to thank you for a great fun year, and wish you and your families an uber super holiday season. See you next year.
Well, thank you.
Aww. We've got great listeners.
We do.
We do have great listeners.
I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy inside.
Take it out.
Yeah, take it out. Radio PM says, my birthday is today, really tomorrow. Finally going to play Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. Thank goodness. Going through game withdrawal.
Yeah, that's... Happy birthday, sir.
Yes, and then he says, happy holidays, guys. Thanks for a great year. Man, we made people's years. I feel special.
Oh.
That is.
Yeah.
Did we get nominated for Podcast of the Year?
No, nobody nominated us.
I did.
Oh, okay. Well,
we got two votes at least.
Woo! Chamarungo says, what do you guys think about Kratos or Marcus Fenix in Mortal Kombat? Does it change what system you buy the game for?
Absolutely not.
No. I'm going to buy it on the 360 because that's where everybody's going to buy it, and I have a fight pad for it.
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I'm buying it on 360 because that's where everybody else is going to be.
So I'm not going to
buy it. Those extra characters are just a pain in my ass. I don't know. They're not woven into the story. You'll play with them once, and you'll see their fatalities, and you'll be like, oh, okay.
Which, I mean, I could just watch his fatality on YouTube, so it doesn't even matter.
We all say that, but we all bitched about the retailer exclusive fatalities that we could watch on YouTube.
Well, yeah, but that's different. I mean, for me, that's different because they're classic characters.
Yeah, you're taking out, you know... Yeah, you're taking out the freaking, you know, the spinal cord rip from Sub-Zero? I mean,
yeah,
what the hell?
I know.
You can't do that fatality unless you get it at Best Buy. That's bullshit.
I know.
Yeah.
No, you're not wrong there.
Alrighty, well, that's all the tweets I have. So, Gambus, before we get to our reviews, I know you do your little shouty shouts.
Shout out to Front Towards Gamer Podcast, a shout out to the All Gen Gamer Podcast, a shout out to the Red Sun Gamer Podcast, and a shout out to the Pink and Deadly Podcast.
While you wrap your presents.
Yes.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Because they need wrapping.
Yeah.
Is there a mouse eating crackers at your house right now?
I told you.
You talking to me?
He's got...
Yes.
He's got like a little something tap dancing on the fucking keyboard.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either, but it sounds like you're wrapping presents. So that review, what's going on with that review?
All right, well, we got two new reviews.
Oh, sweet.
One of them is from Takedown 45 again, and it is titled Haha. And it's a 5-star review. It says, haha, I'm just fucking with you guys. You're cool. That was hilarious 5 minutes of you guys blaming Killer Wolverine for writing the review. He's so fucking stupid. Or freaking stupid. LOL. Still don't like the British guy.
Oh,
how am I?
Snap. Wait a minute. Wait, let's back this dump truck up. How the fuck am I stupid? I didn't blame myself. If anyone, you're all fucking stupid for blaming me. Fucking stupid for even writing that. Oh God, people.
Alright, anyway. The other one we got was actually from yesterday, and it's from Awesome Donut.
Dude, that is one of the best names ever.
It's pretty good.
And the title is Awesome with a bunch of exclamation points. It's a 5-star review. He says, this is one of the best gaming podcasts out there. Their reviews are very informative, and as someone said before, it's like talking to somebody I actually know. It's the only podcast that makes me laugh out loud. You guys rock. Keep up the awesome work.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Damn, so our one bad review was actually fake.
Well, I mean, we got other bad ones.
Well, I know.
Yeah, we got other bad ones.
I'd like to know what I've done to offend him.
I know.
It's your voice,
oh,
man.
Oh, John, don't worry about it. It's not worth your time.
He's still mad about colonization.
Yeah, man.
Make me feel like we're in an alien movie or some shit. He's upset about colonization. Dead air.
Like, we already dumped your tea in a harbor. Don't make me shut down your podcast.
Anyway, that's all I... Does anybody have anything else?
Well, fuck. I would like to take this opportunity to wish all our listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Yes. Absolutely. Apparently the snow came back, because I hear some snow going on. First Christmas wrapping presents, and now snow. This is a very themed episode.
It is a very themed
episode. It's a holiday theme. We need to break out into, like, Christmas carols.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Oh, you're on your own there, fella.
Oh.
I do have a contest this week for all of our faithful listeners. You can tune in to ZTGD.com this week, and we will have... I'm distracted. We will have...
Sorry, I'll put it away.
I was just amazed at how small it was. I couldn't see it.
It goes along with the feet, man.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
But we have 10 lifetime subscriptions to GameWallpapers.com. I don't know if you've ever been there, but they have some really awesome game wallpapers. Really high resolution, iPad, iPhone, every resolution you can imagine on your PC, and they are just awesome. We're giving away 10 of those this week. Tune in to ZTGD.com to find out the details, but it will be a Twitter contest. You will have to retweet to us. But I took a look at their wallpapers this weekend, and there are some badass stuff on there. This is definitely something you want for a lifetime subscription. Very high-quality stuff, so I will have that up this week. Other than that, like John said, everybody have a great Christmas. We will be doing a show next week, but some of us, I'm sure, won't be here because of the holidays.
No, I will be overdosed on turkey and beef.
Turkey and beef.
Nice. But that's it for the show. And Gambus, you know the drill, bitch. Wrap them presents.
Yes. And when you open up that present, out comes a
epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast. Mario. Zero
Dollar. This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Gather time.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.